I had no idea how many things the open road had to offer. For example, all these free billboards to read. World's biggest stuff ball, exit 58. World's tallest lamppost, exit 72. World's smallest micro-expression, exit 86.
Glad you're finally enjoying yourself, Dave.
Of course I'm enjoying myself. I'm only one step away from getting my Thanksgiving movie made. All I need is to get this face on the cover of a fashion magazine. Welp, this is done. Toss.
In the meantime, why don't you keep an eye out to see if there's any place to throw out our garbage bag? It's getting pretty full.
Worry not, my long-eared friend, for the back seat of your new car is our garbage.
See?
P.U.!
Dad, you don't smell bad? I've been holding my breath for the past few miles. Is it bad?
Ah!
Garbage creature! Take it out!
Garbage creature will follow green.
All right, I get the point. Maybe it is time to throw out the trash. Look, another billboard. World's most garbage-filled city. Next exit.
Seems like as good a place as any to dump our garbage. I'll just make a gentle toying onto the off-ramp. And here we are.
We can probably just leave our trash here by this open manhole, spewing steam everywhere and be on our way.
No way, Dad. I'm sure we could find a garbage can somewhere around here.
Hey, buddy, parking right this way.
Sorry, Doc. We ain't looking for parking. We just need to throw out our garbage.
Tell you what, I'll take your car and park it, and you take your smelly, stinky garbage up to the top floor of this building.
I've always wanted to go to the top floor of a building.
All right, take the keys, but be careful with it.
Relax, my friend. Careful's my middle name.
Nice fella. You got the garbage, Daffy?
Right here.
Then let's get on the elevator.
Which floor, boys?
Top floor, thanks.
You got it.
Say, pal, what's on the top floor of this building anyway?
Besides the city garbage can? Why, you two must be from out of town. The top floor of this building is home to the headquarters of Clothes Magazine, the most well-respected fashion magazine in the entire city. Clothes is run by the fiercest, fieriest, most cutthroat designer in town, Anya Sheep. You wouldn't want to get on her bad side. She can make or break a career in fashion, but in my experience, she prefers to break. Well, goodbye.
Bugs, this is my chance to get on the cover of a fashion magazine.
You're right, Daffy, but let's find the garbage can first.
Forget the garbage can. This is way more important. Fashion is where I can easily outshine any turkey. Have you seen my plumage?
You what?
My plumage.
Daffy, this is a family podcast.
My feathers. Sleek, majestic, smooth. Not like raggedy turkeys with their rough feathers and their neck waddles and their unnecessarily garish tails.
Can you imagine any bird needing that much attention? Not in a million years.
All we have to do is figure out a way to get in good with this Anya Sheep lady, wherever she is.
Hey, watch it!
Who dares crash into Anya Sheep?
Oh, sorry, Miss Sheep. We wasn't paying enough attention. I'm Bugs Bunny, and this is my pal Daffy. We were just looking for a place to throw out our garbage.
Is that so? The garbage is right there.
Oh, whoops. I'll just toss this out.
You toss out garbage like no one I've ever seen before. How would you like to be my intern? The work is menial and the hours are impossible, but deep down, I'll be secretly grooming you as my fashion protege.
How's the pay?
I haven't laughed like that since I gave up laughing in the 90s. You're promoted to personal assistant.
Thanks!
You, the unsightly turkey.
Excuse me?
You're my intern now. You're both to do everything I say or you'll be fired. Out of my cannon and into the factory that makes tall piles of nails. Now go fetch my coffee.
The fashion industry seems just as glamorous as I always pictured.
Looney Tunes presents Bugs and Daffy's Thanksgiving Road Trip, Episode 3, Runaway Rabbit.
Stop following us!
Following you? You're following me!
I'm not following that. Would you look at that, Daffy? My very own desk. That's all nice and well for you, but where's my desk? I suppose you could always share a desk with me. Share a desk? How am I, a future fashion mogul, supposed to make my own individual mark on the fashion world if I'm sharing a desk with a lowly assistant? Daff, the best way to get noticed by Ms. Sheep is just to keep our heads down and do a good job. Easy for you to say. You're her lowly assistant. You're next in the line of succession, the number two, the designated survivor. Daff, we just started this job 40 seconds ago. Exactly, which is why I demand to speak to Anya Sheep right now. I don't know if we should go in there without getting her copy voiced. I said right now. Okay, but remember, you asked for it. Miss Sheep, I've got the intern here for you.
Good. If the intern's here, that means my coffee is here.
Not quite.
An intern with no coffee? Into the cannon.
Wait, before you grab me and put...
Say hello to the boys at the nail factory.
Joke's on you! These nails aren't even that sharp!
But they are explosive! Oh no!
The ceiling's collapsing!
The nails on the floor above me were sharper!
And explodier!
That wasn't the floor I was aiming for. My cannon must be getting old. I suppose it's time to get rid of it. Assistant, help me shove my cannon onto this catapult.
Sure thing, ma'am.
What is that falling from the sky?
Don't forget my Americano!
You got it, boss!
What are you typing? Nothing really, but I sure love the sound of this keyboard. This is the fashion genius standing in my way. I'm not in your way, Daffy. I told you, we just gotta do what Ms. Sheep asks us, and eventually we'll be able to find our way through the fashion world together. Fine. I suppose as long as we're both sharing this desk, me and you are basically equals.
Assistant, get in here!
Aye, aye, boss.
I need you to take notes for this fashion meeting. All the big fashion people are in here. Designers, models, magicians, a rich guy. In fact, this meeting is so important that I can't have my assistant in here. I'm promoting you to fashion secretary.
Gee, thanks. Can I come to the fashion meeting, too?
What? Who are you?
I'm the intern. You shot me out of a cannon?
I don't own a cannon. You must be thinking of someone else. Now stay out of here and don't disturb us, you strange-looking turkey.
If Anya Sheep thinks she can stand in my way, she's got something else coming. I'll find my way into that meeting and show them all Daffy is a designer duck.
Thank you all for meeting on such short notice. Dinah Designer.
I love to design.
Design.
Michael, the magician.
I love to model, and I love to magic.
Magic.
And finally, rich guy.
I love cryptic currency, where money meets mystery.
Money. Mystery.
I've gathered you here because you three are the best of the best. Fashion night is tonight, and we need to make sure that we have all the right fashion ready.
Yes?
Special delivery.
Did anyone here order a suspicious-sounding package?
Sounds like something that I, Michael the Magician, would do.
Here you go, Michael.
I got it.
Ow!
Bummer. I guess I didn't got it.
It's okay, Michael the Magician. It's just a box. It's not like anyone got hurt from you dropping it.
Think for yourself!
Thanks, Dinah Designer. Is it okay if I throw this box out the window?
Yes, of course.
No!
Well, we know how this ends.
I've got to get inside that meeting. I need to become a fly on the wall.
Delivery for Daffy Duck, one acne shrinking potion. Make sure to read the warning label.
Don't tell me what to do. Give me that. Time to shrink myself down to the size of a bug. Bottoms up.
It worked. I'm tiny, but I can barely see over these carpet fibers. I'll have to fly a little higher to see if I can find a crack in the door. There's an opening. I'll just fly right through. This is almost too easy.
Be right back. I gotta run to the little rabbit's room.
Oh no! The door! Ah! That was close. Luckily, this spiderweb caught my fall. Spiderweb? Oh no! I can't move! I gotta get out of here before...
A visitor!
Oh, hello.
Please make yourself at home. Would you like a cup of venom?
I'll pass.
Oh, nonsense. This venom is homemade. I secreted it from my very own venom glands.
Bottoms up again.
Oh, no. You hate it.
No. It's just...
You do? You hate it. I'm so embarrassed. Get out of here. Get out of my web. I simply can't stand the humiliation.
Phew. A soft landing for a change. But where am I? Oh, here's a sign. It says Venus Flytrap.
This ain't no fly. This is a duck.
You know, they should really add better warning labels to all these shrinking potions!
Camouflage, an evolutionary trick that animals have used for years. With this bucket of quick-drying paint, I'll paint myself the same color as the floor and blend right in with the ground. Then, once they open the door, I'll sneak in right under their feet, literally. Now to paint myself. My first self-portrait. There, I've become indistinguishable from the carpet. Now to knock on the door and lie on the ground. Hello?
Who is it?
I don't see anyone.
Ooh, it's working!
What's that sound? Miss Sheep, it looks like those hippos you invited to the meeting are finally here.
Send them in immediately.
Right this way, hippos.
Bloom. Hippos?
Eek! Oof! Oof! Ow!
Deepest apologies, our feet are terribly muddy.
We saw an extravagant mud puddle and just couldn't help but dance around, Beanie.
Don't worry about it. Just stomp the mud off out here before coming in.
No! Please don't!
Okay.
Ow! Oh, no! Ouch! Mommy!
My love, this mud is very stubborn.
Oh, my dear, just stomp harder.
Ow, Uncle! I surrender! Out the face!
Oh, there we go.
Come on in. I'll just stay here on the floor for a while.
Great meeting, everyone. Quick and to the point.
Not again! Oh! You know what they say? The best way to interrupt a busy meeting is through the stomach.
What do you want?
Lunch is here!
Ooh, goody! Lunch, everyone.
I'm so hungry.
Bugs? No thanks, Dad. I filled up on carrots. Suit yourself. Enjoy, everyone.
All right, everyone. Let's eat. This is incredible. Where's it from?
Funny you should ask. You know that lavish 5-star restaurant in the lobby of this building?
Of course. That's the best restaurant in town.
Well, I got it from the dumpster right behind it.
You turkey! You've ruined this meeting!
Actually, I'm not a turkey.
Bugs! My beloved secretary!
Yes?
My fashion protege! I leave it all up to you, this foul
fowl has left me far too sick to attend fashion night.
Say it ain't so! You pull true! You gotta!
I'm afraid it's just not possible.
Listen to what I have to say. When I plucked you from obscurity as a lowly intern, I knew that you had something special in you. From assistant to secretary, I've had the privilege to watch you grow and evolve. That's why for tonight, I'm making you an official fashion designer. You will go to fashion night and wow the crowds.
Thank you. You always believed in me, Miss Sheep.
Bah, no. You always believed in yourself.
No!
Why is everyone standing around? Bring me the garbage can.
One garbage can coming right up. This might not be the best time, but could I go to fashion night with...
Out of my sight!
Can do!
And now for a quick word from our sponsor, the Acme Corporation.
I thought you exploded.
I thought you exploded.
I give up.
Have you ever been fast asleep or wide awake and thought to yourself, boy, I wish my bed was also a private jet? Well, you're in luck, because here at Acme, we've developed the BedOrJet. The bed that's also a jet.
Fascinating, but I have an inquiry. As someone who doesn't work in aerospace engineering, how does it work?
What is your job?
I build rocket ships. That is aerospace engineering. But my question still remains, how does it work?
It's simple for a scientist and public speaker like myself to explain. The bed part works using a combination of memory foam, springs, and a mesh octagonal rubber material in order to perfectly conform to your body's individual contours, cradling you as you sleep while absorbing any pressure. The jet part works because we attach jet parts to the bed. For example, wings and this engine.
Won't the jet engine make it hard to sleep?
What? I don't know what you're saying! You might be thinking something like, won't the jet engine make it hard to sleep? That's a useless question, because at 38,000 feet above the ground in a bed that has no manual controls and no way for you to land it yourself, there's not much to do but sleep. Just listen to this customer review.
Help.
A satisfied customer. There's no way to prove that they're not. So what are you waiting for? Order your very own BedOrJet today, and we'll send over a team of trained Navy SEALs to remove your current bed. The sight of a SEAL's navy blue fur calms me when I'm feeling scared. Here's a treat, little SEAL. Order now!
Purchase of BedOrJet comes with a free trial subscription to BedOrJet Bed Bugs Bug Spray. Trial subscription cannot be canceled, even if you are a trained pilot or flight attendant in training. Acme is not responsible for any fear induced by plummeting.
And now, a quick word for the grown-ups. And now, back to the show!
Here we are at Fashion Night, the fashion show that happens on a weeknight. Less traffic. And look who's just arrived! It's brand new fashion designer Bugs Bunny!
Gee, there sure are a lot of people here, huh, Deb? Where do you get off, Rabbit? Swooping in and stealing my spotlight. Your spotlight? I thought you were excited just to come along. I'm supposed to be the fashion guy, not you. You're helping me become the Thanksgiving duck. I suppose you're secretly trying to take that from right under my beak, too. Daffy, relax. I will not relax. I will not be subject to such disrespect. Where's my attention? Where's my adoration? Where's my moment in the spotlight? Get a hold of yourself.
Why did you throw a bucket of water in my face?
You gotta be clean for the big show. I might be the designer for tonight, but I still need a model to walk the runway. Miss Sheep told me I could use you, but you'll have to share the runway with another model. Another model? Who?
He's here. The fashion world's biggest model within the borders of our city. It's the talk of the town. It's the pretty boy of the plaza. It's...
Klaus.
Oh, we love you, Klaus.
Donkey. You know I love my fans. Mwah.
He loves us.
Fat guy. I'm sure he's fine.
Ah, Rabbit, you must be my new designer. Here, you will find a list of my demand. If you need me, I will be in my dressing room.
What a demanding personality. I'd be embarrassed if I were him. He's not so bad, Daffy.
Klaus is back. Give me your carrot. Klaus is leaving with your carrot. I'm not even going to eat it. I just took it because I wanted to.
You were saying this means war.
Let's kick off the show with designer Bugs Bunny's first outfit modeled by Klaus.
Yes, look at my pretty face and beautiful hair.
Hold on, Doc. Stop.
Rabbit, what is you are doing here?
You gotta pay attention where you're going, Doc. There's a red light. You gotta stop. You could have been hurt.
Oh, I will wait.
Light's green. You can go.
Finally.
Whoops. Guess that green light was for buses only. Ain't I a stinker?
And with this next look, Klaus will be showing off what designer Bugs Bunny has dubbed Anvil Chic. Here to tell us a little more about this outfit is Bugs Bunny himself.
So I was thinking, this suit, what if it was made out of anvils?
So many anvils.
It seems like Klaus is struggling to move in the heavy suit despite being known for having rippling muscles.
We love his rippling muscles.
I knew this might be effective, which is why this design goes along with Daffy's look. Balloon Boyd. Helium balloons! Get your helium balloons! Each balloon guaranteed to counteract the weight of a suit made of anvils!
Give me these balloons, please!
Here you go. I'll just tie those to you.
Ah, that is much better. I feel light like the feather. No? Wait, I'm feeling much lighter like no feathers at all! Oh no!
Klaus finds himself tied to a countless number of red balloons. He's floating up in the air. I hope he's not afraid of heights.
I am afraid of the heights. Somebody get me down.
Don't worry, Doc. This is all part of the show.
It is?
That's right. Under your seats, you'll all find your own personal blow darts. Take aim and pop those balloons.
We'll save you, Klaus.
And not a single one hits a balloon. Every blow dart has hit Klaus right in the butt.
Ow! My butt! Oh, no.
It looks like what the fans say is true.
Klaus always lands on his butt.
My butt.
We're coming up on the final look of the night. And wait, what's that I hear? On the runway, Klaus has just stepped out wearing boots and a suit of red. And on his face, he wears a beard that's long and white. That can only mean one thing. He must be...
Santa! Santa Klaus! That is me! Ho, ho, and ho!
Wow! What a daring design from Bugs Bunny, especially before Thanksgiving. Whoa! And now, Daffy emerges dressed just like one of Santa's green little interns.
Santa, what are you doing? You're on a schedule.
What schedule?
Very funny, Santa. But if you don't hurry, you're gonna fall behind. Now get to the roof. Your sleigh is waiting.
No, this is mistake.
What are you talking about? You've got boots and a suit of red. You've got a long cap on your head. You've got a beard that's long and white. You're here on a special night.
Must be.
There's no time for that. Move it up. Up this ladder right here, onto the roof. Go.
Wait!
Get in the sleigh! On Dasher, on Dancer, on Mike and Maurice, on Shirley and Claudia, on Peter and Lee. Most of the regulars are still on vacation, so the union sent these guys. Yeah! Reindeer, fly away!
We are making a big mistake!
See you later, Santa! Merry Christmas! Well, time to get back to the show.
And Daffy Duck gracefully slides down a striped candy cane pole back onto the runway.
We got just one final look for you folks. Ready, Dev?
Ready!
And the room has gone completely dark. What amazing feat of fashion will Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck dazzle us with next?
Feastura!
My goodness, it's beautiful.
Ooh!
This presentation is truly the most aesthetically pleasing spectacle I've ever witnessed. I can't find the words to describe it. What we're seeing here tonight is truly breathtaking, truly life-changing. I've never seen anything like it, not just in the fashion world, but in all my years of life. Bugs Bunny, what do you call this?
I call this fashion. Fashion.
This is why we do
Miss Sheep, you made it!
No, Mr. Bunny, you made it. You've made it all the way to the top and changed fashion forever.
You know, I had a lot of help from Daffy, too.
Ah, yes, the turkey.
Again, I am not a...
I must applaud you. I never thought you'd amount to anything. After all, who could respect a turkey in the fashion world?
That's what I...
But you transformed and became something else. A duck.
Exactly.
You see, I've learned not to judge someone by their reputation, but by their looks. That's what being a fashion magazine editor is all about. I was so focused on buying, using, and catapulting cannons that I nearly forgot that.
You do remember firing me out of a cannon.
No, I don't own a cannon. You must be thinking of someone else. Here, I'm sure you'll enjoy this new copy of Clothes Magazine.
Me? On the cover of Clothes Magazine?
Yes, on the weeknight edition. We print 10 copies and distribute them locally.
Me? On the cover? Miss Sheep, we appreciate everything you taught us, but we gotta get back on the road. Dav and I gotta get to the Warner Brothers lot in time for Thanksgiving.
Here's your car, buddy. Don't look at the odometer, okay?
Fashion shall look kindly upon you, Bugs Bunny. And you... The duck in turn.
Okie dokie. So long. Bug, we did it. I'm a fashion icon. Now I'm in the perfect position to get my movie made. Say, how's the script for your picture coming along anyway?
For what?
The script? For the movie? Why would I need a script? I'm not getting an MFA. I'm making a movie. I just think it would be useful. Why don't you get started while we go through these credits? More credits? Well, at least I know I'll have plenty of time. Yeah, that's all, folks.
Bugs and Daffy's Thanksgiving Road Trip is a production of Story Pirate Studios, executive produced by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. This episode was produced by Sam Bear, Peter McNerney, and Lee Overtree, written by Minzwe Karami, with story by Lee Overtree, Duke Doyle, and Minzwe Karami. Original score by Jack Mitchell. Technical direction, recording, and sound design by Sam Bear at the Relic Room in New York City. Special appearances by Mary Holland and Bowen Yang.
Thank you for coming in, Mr.
Garbage Creature.
Yes, Mr. Garbage Creature. Now tell me, what previous job experience do you have?
Being Garbage Creature.
And what did you do at that position?
Smell like garbage, roar when angry.
Great, you'll fit right in here. Welcome to the Acme Corporation.
It's all happening for Garbage Creature.